Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. As we focus our prayer on leadership, we are looking at leadership like the good examples we find in the Bible. We've looked and prayed for Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as this morning. We prayed for leaders more like these people. And so we look at the life of Jacob. In Genesis 35, verses 9 through 12, it says that, "Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, 'Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name.' So he called his name Israel. Also God said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac I give to you, and to your descendants after you I give you this land.'" What a great testament to Jacob's change in the way that he led earlier in his life. Now God has recognized him as a true leader that he needed to be, and so God blesses him. Would you pray with me at this time for a greater biblical leadership like Jacob? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus, your Son, his ability to lead, and the great example that he had in leading others. Father, we thank you for the other examples, specifically for the example of Jacob. And we look at his good and bad traits, and we see that he transformed from a great deceiver to a great leader. And we understand that we can be the same. That if we are one who is trying to deceive others or ourselves, that we would realize that we need to be great leaders in your kingdom. And Father, we thank you for Jacob's example of his willingness to not let you go until he was given a blessing by you, something that we can learn as we lead others. Father, we pray that we would be good leaders like Jacob, like him later in his life as he focused on you, and that we would help promote a focus on obeying you and your word in every aspect of life, despite what our current situations might bring, different feelings and emotions, or even despite our past, that we would be able to move on from our past problems and help others through those through their current situations as great leaders, as we look to Jacob. And Father, we ask that we would promote in others a leadership like Jacob's, how not only do we transform ourselves towards a path of spiritual growth, but that we help lead others and our families toward spiritual things and spiritual growth. Father, we pray that we would be found faithful stewards in the end of those whom we lead, and that we would be better leaders in your kingdom, your church, and in our communities, and that we would lead others ultimately to you, first and foremost. Father, we thank you for the leadership of Jacob, and we pray that we have more leaders like him. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thanks for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul.